we started last time a little bit to talk about tefillah. I think there's a hakdoma to tefillah which we sometimes don't pay so much attention to. And I would call that hakdoma Hashem. You know, like the concept of tefillah, the kavona of tefillah, the Rambam says, is the inyan of, no, I'm sorry, I take it back. Reb Chaim explains a stira in the Rambam, where one place the Rambam says that kavona in ovois and in moedim is ma'akiv in the tefillah. If you don't have kavona in ovois and in moedim, that's ma'akiv in the tefillah. You're not yoitza the tefillah. And another place says you have to have kavona in the whole tefillah. Okay, so it's a stira. So Reb Chaim's famous for it's in the Sefer. I think it's the second shir in the Sefer, Reb Chaim's Sefer. So he says that there's two dinim in tefillah. There's a din in the whole Shmona Esrei that you have to be dalif ne'miyato oimed. I'm standing in front of Hashem. That kavona is me'akev. It's not a ma'ase tefillah without that. It's old Shiloh, what exactly the lumdus is over there. But that's not a ma'ase tefillah. If I don't realize, if I'm not focused on the whole Shmona Esrei, so that I didn't say that brocha, because that particular, that phrase, that brocha, that whatever it is I'm not oimid lefnei Hashem. I have to be aware that I'm oimid lefnei Hashem. That's the kavona for the ma'ase tefillah. Then he says, in ovois and in moedim, there's a special responsibility of kavona, which is pirush hamilus. I have to know pirush hamilus also. So pirush hamilus, that's ma'akev, only in ovois and in moedim. So I think the first thing that we have to realize is dalifnei mi ato oimed. A person stands in Shmona Esrei, right? And he has to know lifnei mi ato oimed. So of course I'm mechaven to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm mechaven, that's it, dalifnei mi ato oimed in the Shmona Esrei. I'm mechaven to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would humbly suggest that it's very difficult to be mekayim that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or if Hashem is a name. Hashem is a name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reference to him. But if I don't have a deep-rooted concept of who this Hashem is, or in front of whom I am standing, that I'm not fulfilling this da lifnei mi ato oimed. It's not enough to answer the question of lifnei mi ato oimed, ani oimed lifnei Hashem. Very nice. But who is he? Well, what do you mean, who is he? He's Hashem. Oh, he has many different names. He has many more different attributes. So it would seem to me that the problem with kavona is the fact that he is only Hashem. He's only the name. He's only the Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's only the Shechina. Shechina means his the residing. He's Shechin. But who is he? Now, what do I mean, who is he? So a person has to have concepts of Hashem deeply ingrained in him before he can begin any serious level of kavona b'tefillah, and memela any serious level of meaningful tefillah. Now, it's very nice to sing, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, you know, I'm sure you know that one. So you know, it's very nice, but like, okay, he's here, there, he's everywhere, but like, first of all, here, there, is everywhere is a little bit too big for me. I can't relate to here, there, and everywhere. I guess I can relate to here. And there, I don't know where you mean by there. And everywhere is certainly too big a concept for me to relate to. So, who's Hashem? Who am I standing in front of? What's this all about? Oh, you should praise him. Okay, you should ask him. Oh, you should thank him. Let's assume. We'll get more into those things later. But who? What? It's this vague concept. It's this name, Hashem. It's this divinity. It's this God. It's this Almighty. Almighty is already a little better, because Almighty, at least, it refers to one of his attributes, you know? But that's not the only attribute. So It's very important to develop a concept of Hashem. If we're going to have meaningful, I would say even if we're going to be yoytzeh tefillah, according to what Rav Chaim said, pshat in the Rambam is that you have to know lifnei mi'at ha'omed, you have to have some shaychus of lifnei mi'at ha'omed. It's not enough to, you know, many people even have on the omud, they put the yud kei vav kei, they put techveis, other things. I don't know what all these shemois are all about, but something that lifnei mi ato oimed. Answer the question. Lifnei mi ato oimed. Okay, so I think that's a very, very important part. And I think that part of the problem with that in chinuch is that the juvenile concept of Hashem, which is very vague, because a little kid, what does a little kid know? You know, sometimes I wonder, sometimes I think the juvenile concept is better than our concept, but that's like, I don't know what that means exactly. So these kids have an emuna pshuta, which is very pure and very, you know, like I know it was a Meister Shehoya, where a five-year-old kid was asked to leave the classroom, was making trouble. Standing out in the hall, you know, being punished or whatever, and the mother comes by, and the mother sees the kid there, so she goes in, speaks to the teacher, and she straightens things out, and the teacher invites him back into the class. So after the kid comes home, the mother says to the kid, you know, wow, it's a good thing that I just happened to come by the classroom today. So the kid looks at her like she doesn't know what she's talking about. He says, what do you mean Hashem made it that way? You know, like it was a good thing, or it was lucky, you know, oh, good, you know, oh, I'm so... Maybe little kids have more of an emunah pshuta, I don't know. But lamaisa, a juvenile concept of Hashem is not going to give us enough to be able to appreciate any praises that we give. Certainly not going to give us enough. The praises themselves maybe describe Hashem to a certain extent. Maybe that's why the praises come first. But certainly not going to give us enough to ask and be inspired to rely on Hashem to grant us if we don't have basic concepts of who he is. Okay, so one of the concepts that should be necessary in order to make an effective and a meaningful tefillah, I think this is a very important discussion. I would like to suggest that there are a few basic concepts that have to come together in a sense, or they have to be, we have to be able to have a focus or a united focus on them, or they're all pieces that are critical in this process. And forgive me if it sounds elementary, but I think sometimes going back to basics can strengthen, you know, what we really need in order to be able to do this tefillah thing properly. So I think there's two issues, and they really parallel the two basic principles of fundraising. You know, the two basic principles of fundraising are, you have to speak to someone who has the money, he has the ability. If you go spend time talking to someone who doesn't have the ability, you're not going to get any place. And the second basic principle, it has to be a giver. If this person has endless ability, but no inclination whatsoever to give, so vaita, you're wasting your time. These are the two critical ingredients: capability and what's the word for it?
Generosity.
No, generosity, but desire. No, it's capability and whatever it is, the willingness or the whatever it is. There's a word. What?
Inclination.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's capability and inclination. You have to find both, okay, in fundraising. In terms of Hashem, same thing. We first of all have to know that he's the Kol Yochel. If we lose sight of the fact that he's the Kol Yochel, so we're not really talking to Hashem. And especially if we're making requests, to make a request of Misha Einoi Yochel is mamash spinning your wheels. It's a waste of time. How can I stand here requesting something of someone that I'm not acutely aware and believing that he's capable of doing? I'm just wasting my time. Maybe I'm wasting his time too, but I don't know. Maybe
is
he
that
has.
Too big of a concept?
What's that?
Kol Yochel, everything.
Well, so then.
Or whatever I need.
Okay, so then I would say this. He's capable of giving me what I'm asking for. If I'm asking for refuah, maybe that's taka the pshat and the brochas. that the brochas break them down into each category. I need das, he's the chayin hadas. I need tshuva, he's reitze b'tshuva. I need slicha, he's the smeicha b'saleich. I need geula, he's the goyel. I need refuah, he's the reifei. I need brocha, he's the mevorech. Maybe that's taka, why? Because it's the, but at least the thing that I'm asking for, I have to realize, it enters into that kol yochol. Thank you, I really should. I think you should say it better that way, not the way I said it. I appreciate that. That's number one. Okay. Number two, I have to know inclination. And really, in order to, if the goal is to attempt, then inclination is good. If the goal is to come to rely on him, then I need a little more than inclination. And I point out all the time, it seems from the Goin and the Avni Eliyahu, that the concept of tefillah, he says, the shirish of tefillah, the Goyin writes, is from the posuk, what Yaakov said to Yosef when he met him after 22 years. He says, Re'oi ponecho loy pilolti. And that lotion of pilolti, he says, that shirish is the same shirish as tefillah. And over there, Rashi says, loy mla'ani libi lachshuv. My heart was, I never filled my heart with any positive, optimistic feeling that I'd ever see you again. So it's like a machshava, like I say, it's like an optimistic machshava. So in order to get to that, I take a feel, I'm counting on you, the Refei Chole Amo Yisroel, and I'm counting on you to do it. So I need a little bit more than just inclination. I need to know that there's every reason to believe that this is what you do. And the truth is, in that particular bracha, we say, ki kel melech, kel is a gvura, and it's also a gvura, that he's kevish the kas, the Goyin says, melech ne'emon verachamon. So he's the melech ne'emon, the melech can do whatever he wants, he's the boss, you know, and he's ne'emon too. If he says he does things, you know, if this is his policy, if he's the reifei chaylim, you can rely on him to do it, and he's rachamon. So again, so I have to know that Hashem is the Baal HaRachamim. I'm asking for Rachamim. In fact, the truth of the matter is, I'm really asking for Rachamim. Why? Because the Pashtus is that if I deserved what I'm asking for completely, I shouldn't have to ask for it. Right? Because everything goes with Mishpot, and if Lefi Shuras Hadin, then I deserve this thing, so I don't have to ask. Teretz is, and I like to put it this way. What?
The asking elevates myself, though.
No, yeah, but also, but the pshat is like this. I'm asking, I like to say, maybe I'm wrong. I like to tell people, I say like this. I never met a person who only wants what he deserves. If there's anybody in the room in that category, let me know. There have been in the past. There were gedoy le'olam. There may be the ovois. There were times when they didn't want to go with chesed and rachamim. They only wanted to go with mishpat. But I never met a person who only wants what he deserves.
I mean, we all only want what we deserve.
It's What's just, that?
It's, we all, underneath, only want what we deserve. It's the Yetzer Hara who makes us think we
deserve. Okay, but I never met a person without a Yetzer Hara either. So, it's
those
academic.
Also had a Yetzer Hara.
Okay, they were shalit on the Yetzer Hara. I don't know. Ich weiß nicht. I hear you. But I basically. What?
The metrics with other Rishon.
No.
It's a matter that even was it's for the working of the world. Then the metrics with the other Rishon that it says Yibor Shalom on one day he made the what should we call it? He made the plants.
No.
At Rashi.
And they didn't do what they were told.
The metrics that he made the plants on Wednesday, but then on Thursday he made the plants and then. But then it says later that Yibor Shalom made the plants on Friday. So Rashi says because the seeds were in there, but Yibor Shalom made it that Adam Rishon had to daven for the Geshem.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Never understood that. I never understood what it means. That Rashi, I don't understand. Anyway, okay, but let's listen.
No, I wasn't saying.
Okay, but
I wasn't saying with no Yetzer Hara. I was saying that inherently, if you think about it, and that really all we should really want is what we need.
What we all should.
What
we all should want is one thing.
Oh, but listen.
How many people? 1 second. How many people are willing to sign up now for a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu only to get what you deserve?
No.
I'm not. I'm out of here. I'm not ready to sign up for such a thing. Anyway, please let me finish, please. Shh. It's late. Let me just finish.
If you know that's what's best for you,
what?
Why wouldn't you want that?
No, you know what I want? I want more than I deserve, and I want it to be best for me too. And there's a formula for that too.
Why wouldn't you want that?
Oy vey, I didn't. Baruch Hashem.
Doesn't Hashem want to
I feel.
In the perfect world.
Look how many shleimim we have over here.
So what are we trying to accomplish with this?
Listen. Wait. I'm gonna end this conversation. Your talmidim that you will have in the early stages of teaching will not be holding by that level. Okay, so at least for them.
We should ask this by the bar.
We should ask this by the bar. What they deserve?
Of how little they deserve.
What?
Of how little they deserve.
So we should ask this by the bar.
Okay. Anyway, listen. Begins like this. So one of the things that we certainly need, besides the fact that Hashem is capable, is that He's the Merachim. That he has Rachmonis. Because Rachmonis, the pshat is that if I have a need, then even if I may not deserve it, but berachamim, I may be able to get things that I couldn't get. Bedin. With mishpot, I couldn't get it, but with rachamim, I could. And we know, Rashi Taka says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hiktim by B'yayim HaSeis HaShem L'kim Eres V'Shamayim. He was hiktim midas harachamim u'shotfoy im midas hadin, in order to run the world with a combination of rachamim and mishpot. So I do have to know that Hashem is a Baal HaRachamim. I would like to suggest that there's a third ingredient, which is, and of course, chesed, rachamim and chesed, Hashem gives, he wants to give. He created a world with he created a world to do chesed, olam chesed yibone. He created, meforshim tell us, chesroinus, just to be able to be memala them, because being memala them is chesed. I never saw this any place, but you know, the complexity of the excretory system, what is it called? The Asher Yotzar system, right? It's very complex. It's Shimi Posech Echod Mehem or Yisoseim Echod Mehem. He could have created something similar to the plumbing system that we have. You know, it's a very simple thing. You go, I mean, it breaks down every once in a while, but you push a thing and it flushes and fartik. But no, but ad kedei kach that it's goli v'yodua lefnei chisei chavoydecho. I say maybe the pshat in that is he's watching it all the time. He created a system of complex chesed. Shemi posech echod mehem, or yisosei mechod mehem. Yefshar leiskayem v'lamei lefonecho. I can't resist. There's some new people over here, so I got to tell the story. You know, once my youngest son was we were traveling on the Palisades. He was about 7 years old, and he had to go to the bathroom. And it was rough. And I made the mistake, the distance between exit 2 and exit 1 is much longer than the other exits. And I mamish thought it was almost there. And it wasn't almost as I thought. And I said, wait. And then the shoulders were very narrow. I didn't want to stop any shit, you know. So we're going. I said, just a little bit, just wait. Almost there. Finally, we get there, Baruch Hashem. And he runs in. And he comes out with a big smile. And he says, "This time I said afilu shoah achas." You know, so Maisa, we have to appreciate every nuance of the chesed. Anyway, so we kiss like this. But Hashem made what? No. I mean, we don't say it. The Sfardim say it. We don't say it.
I say it.
What? Oh, you say it. Good. Okay. Very good. Anyway,
he's 7 years old.
Yeah. Wow. It was a good line. Anyway, we kiss like that. I think he meant it. If he didn't mean it, it's even a better line. It's like this. So the Maisa, though, that Hashem maximizes chesed. He creates the world in such a way that not only to do chesed, but to maximize the opportunities for chesed, creates more and more chesroinus kedei to be mamal of them. So if I recognize Hashem's kol yochol, his power, and I recognize his rachamim when he sees difficulty and suffering, if I recognize his chesed, then I'm halfway there. There's one more ingredient. Yeah, listen, Rabbi, so let me just finish. There's one more ingredient which I think is also very critical. And that is the love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. The love that Hashem has for each and every one of us. When we think about, there's so many indications, you know, we just had Shmini Atzeres, so that's one thing I mentioned, you know. Kosher Olai Pridaschem. You spent, Chazal say, a moshel, he came to the melech, we spent 7 days together celebrating, now you're going to leave, give me one more day, I can't bear to let you go. Kusha olai pridaschem. And then the Mefarshim point out that why isn't there an atzeres by Pesach? So they say Shavuos is the atzeres. So maybe that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love goes like this. If you're coming back in 6 weeks, I'll put up with it. But 6 months I got to be without you? Give me one more day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, I mean, it's in human terms, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael was intense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaBen Yakel Yefraim, Im Yelet Shashuim, Ki Midei Dabri Boy Zochres Karenu. I guess that the pshat is, in fact, I think that's the pshat. You know, we say Hashem should remember, and we say Zichreinus, and we ask Him to remember Zochreinu. What is Zochreinu? Ain't Shikcho Lefonu. If He doesn't forget anything, He can't forget. If Remer Simcha, until he was 80, didn't know what it meant to forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can forget. What are you talking about? But the Teretz is sometimes He has to make Himself that way, as if, because Kaviyochol, that's for us to understand. No, I can't bear. I can't. Behold, Sarosam Loitzor, I can't bear your suffering. I have to look the other way. I have to make a shikha. I can't stand by and watch his suffering. And we ask him, please remember, please focus, because once he focuses, once he remembers, he responds. But he says, Kimide Dabri Boy, when I mention him, Zochares Karenoi, then I remember, I guess, everything. Al Kain, what's the result? Homu Meai Loi. Homu Meai is the Loshen, same Loshen we find in Shir HaShirim, when she refused to open the door, and then finally, Doidi Sholach Yodu Min HaChor, Umeai Homu Olov. My intestines crave, churn with love to that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses His love. And what does He do with such a love? Rachei Marachmenu. So that means that if we're aware of the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, we can taka begin to appreciate more that He's ready to be Merachim. He is Merachim. He has to be Merachim. He wants to be Merachim. I don't know exactly how to phrase that. But because He has such an intense love. The more intense the love, the more the Rachmonis, the more the desire to do Chesed, the more the Hatova, the more the Chanina, giving Matnas Chinam. So it's another ingredient. So if we put all these ingredients together, Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, Hashem's intense love, Hashem's chesed, that is the tachlis lol bria was only to do chesed, Hashem's rachamim, that especially a rachamim that emanates from love, and take that together with the Beiri Olam, who's the Koil Yochum, who's the Adoin HaKoil, who has the power over everything. He's the Mavorech HaShonim and the Reifei Choilim and the Shemeya Tfila and the Beini Yerushalayim and the Choinin Adas and so forth and so on. So, Memela, it gives me like a sense of what I'm doing here. I'm not just saying words. And then the praises that I give when I start the Shemoneh Esrei also have much more meaning, because I have a concept, a preconceived concept of who I'm praising. If I just say praise, oh, you're the greatest, you're this, you're that, but I don't know who I'm talking to, so it's like I'm saying, it's like flattery. Oh yeah, you're so wonderful, you're great, you're smart, you're this, you're that. I don't know who you are, I don't even know you. I'm just saying nice things because I want something from you. But if I know you, and then I recite these praises, then they're real, they're meaningful. I relate to them. It makes a reshim on me, and I can have a stronger sense that you're going to help me, and it can inspire a true bitochen that Hashem will listen to our tefillos.